WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Meaning of Beer, How Our Pursuit of the Perfect Pint Built the World, by Johnny Garrett. Narrated by Johnny Garrett. Introduction. Not how we made beer, but how beer made us. Every night when my dad got home from work, he'd kiss my mum, ask what my brother and I were watching on TV, usually to little or no response, and head straight upstairs. There he'd change out of his work uniform of branded polo and chinos and into his home uniform of unbranded polo and chinos. He'd then thud back downstairs and hit start on the microwave to reheat whatever we'd eaten a few hours before. Finally, he'd go to the fridge, pull out a stubby bottle of lager and settle at the kitchen table. He'd only ever have one beer, but in my misty-eyed recollections, he never skips it. It was the routine, his signal that the workday had ended. As vital as the meal he had it with, as the kiss from my mum, as the begrudging communication from his heirs. For such an important moment, maybe the best moment of the day, he didn't invest much in it. My dad's hardly a gourmand, but he knows his wine in an ooh, Garvey de Garvey kind of way. He certainly never served red with fish and likes to discuss that fact. But the opposite is true of his beer drinking. Despite having a bottle every darn day, he stuck to the bottom shelf stubbies. Lagers our family fondly came to call French piss. I don't know if Beer Door was his favourite, or if my mum simply shopped at Tesco more than any other supermarket, but the gold label, chunky bottles, and flimsy cardboard crates shaped like a Robot Wars entry destined to go out in the first round are burned into my memory. When I was young, I'd sometimes be charged with loading the basket at the bottom of the fridge with more. And when I was a little older, I was allowed to crack open the bottles for him, sniffing suspiciously at its strange, grainy aroma. I took my first tentative sip in my early teens. One evening, my older brother had, to his and my surprise, been left in charge of the house along with some friends. Naturally, being in charge at the age of 16 meant drinking beer and watching films with an 18 certificate. The fact that I was only 13 didn't seem relevant as he handed me a bottle and said, "Don't get drunk." That wasn't a problem. The beer was awful, and I struggled to get through one 250ml bottle. Beer Door is barely introduced to the hops when it's brewed, but it was bitter enough to claw like fingernails at my Ribena-weaned palate. I sipped half-heartedly at it, feeling the bottle go warm in my clammy hands, and wondering why my dad would put himself through this every weeknight. Of course, that mystery revealed itself pretty quickly, as it does with most teenagers. My dad's green stubbies became the lubricant for many drunken barbecues and illicit house parties as I pinballed my way through my teens, and Beer Door now holds a very special place in my heart. When I visit my parents these days, I insist there's a stack of French piss in the fridge ready for my arrival.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?